Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what you do. Tell them there's no God like my God. I dare you to brag on him for a moment. Has he done anything for anybody in the house? Has he made a way for anybody in the house tonight? Come on, fellowship. I need you like this. Come on. Your hands and say, preparing the word of the Lord. Oh yeah. And these are the days of his service. Moses, righteousness being restored. Somebody help me say it. These are the days of your harvest. Anybody receive that? The fields are awash in the world. Yeah. And we are the laborers in your vineyard declaring. Days of his service, Moses, righteousness being. I want to hear you sing the next part. Come on, let me hear you say it. You got it. Come on, say it. The fields are awash in the world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard declaring.
Come on, say,
everybody say,
There's no God like Jehovah. There is none like him. You can search all over and we'll find that there is none like him. And because of that, on this Saturday afternoon, we give him glory. We give him honor. We give him praise, for he's worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. It is because of his mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. Good afternoon to you, our listeners. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that is a blessing to you and to you. Welcome to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. In addition to Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. We also encourage you to connect with us on social media. You can look for Global Gospel on Facebook. You can look for us on Twitter. You can look for us on Tumblr. You can look for us on Instagram. But if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. So we encourage you to join the social media network. We want you to know that you can connect with Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can also email Global Gospel at globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want to shout out our sponsors today, MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, Amaris Organics, Essence, Grandma Etta's Quilting, Margie Townsend, Melanated Beards, and also Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. Thank God for our sponsors. Thank God for you, our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Texas, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Korea, France, South Africa, Namibia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Poland, Germany, just to name a few. We thank God for you, and for you. Colombia, Brazil, thank God for you, and you. Shout out to our listeners. Please leave us a comment and let us know that you are listening. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Washington family, the Stevenson family, the Bowers family, the Allen family, the Hernandez family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Davis family, the Bradley family, the Jones family. Shout out to all of you, our listeners, the Green family. Please leave us a comment, and certainly I'll be sure to shout you out. The Furman family, thank God for you, you, and for you. For those that have tuned into Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture here is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And if you've been listening for some time, I hope that you've committed to that to memory. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And so the message on today is that Christ came and he lived and he died and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. The message today is that Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The message today is that you may be suicidal, you may be depressed, you may be down and out, you may not have food, you may not have shelter, you may have been battered by the storms of life, you may be in the gutter, you may be in Lodi Bar, but the good news is that I believe the songwriter said, if he have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. And so we encourage you today to keep on living, keep trusting and believing God, believe his word, stand on his word. And not only stand on his word, eat his word, apply his word to your life, because his words cannot and will not fail. His word will not return to him void, but it will do what it was set out to do. And certainly it will accomplish that. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes. And so as we listen to this selection, we want you to prepare to hear from our special guest. Stay tuned and be blessed. Hold on, we are back, and our special guest in the studio. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel, and our call-in number in studio, just for you, Ryan, is 619-924-0800. Special guest, how are you this Saturday afternoon?
I am blessed, my brother. I am blessed. Thank you for having me.
Listen, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us. And for those that didn't recognize the lyrics and the music in the background and the voice that you just heard, tell us who you are.
I am Brother Darren Perry, better known as D. Perry.
Awesome, awesome. So there it is, listeners. You didn't read the headline. D. Perry, or Darren Perry, is here with us today live with Global Gospel, live in studio. And certainly we count it a blessing and honor that he would share with us on this Saturday afternoon. Well, D. Perry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man. Oh, do we got enough time?
Listen, listen, the hour is yours.
Well, I am a New York native, Brooklyn born. Brooklyn born, that's right. Born and raised, Brooklyn, New York. And, wow, I'm not there now, but I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm a happy New Yorker, even though I'm in another state, but I'm still a happy New Yorker.
Awesome. There's only one New York, and certainly you can travel and go around the world. It's only one New York. I think they said it's so nice they named it twice.
So, that's right, New York, New York.
Yeah. We're glad that Brooklyn is in the house today in the studio, and brother D. Perry is with us. And so, tell us, how did you get started with music?
Well, it started at the age of 7 years old, and I'll make the story real brief. Started at the age of 7 years old. My uncle had a group, my uncle, my mom, they all used to travel around throughout the New York State area, tri-state area, and they had my uncle had a group, and one day I sat on the front pew at 7 years old, and they were singing, and I was so mesmerized by it. I could not believe I saw my family up there singing, and I just wanted to do it so bad. So I came home, and I went to my mom, and I said, "Hey, Mom, I wanna join my Uncle Roy's group. I want to join Uncle Roy's group." So she said, "Oh, okay, well, go ask your dad." So I went to my dad, and I was like, "Daddy, you know, I want to join Uncle Roy's group. I want to do what they're doing. I want to do what they're doing." And so my dad thought he was slick. He said, "All right, well, wait till you turn 8 years old," and didn't come back and ask me. They were thinking I was going to forget about it. Ironically, that didn't happen. So at 8 years old, my eight-year-old birthday, I went to my dad early in the morning, actually both of them. I said, "I'm 8 years old now. I want to sing." And lo and behold, that's when it all started. They called my uncle up, and he grabbed me by the hand, and it started from that point right there. And I've been singing since the age of 8 years old. So that's the journey. That's where the journey began at.
That's awesome. What was your first song at eight? Do you remember?
Oh, my God. You really going to put me on the spot like that?
No, that's all right. I
remember it. Trouble in My Way.
All right. So, listen, I'm sure at that time you didn't really know what trouble was.
Absolutely not. I didn't have no idea. I just knew they gave me the mic, and I just took off with it.
All right. I'm sure you've learned since then, but listen.
Oh, woo. Oh, boy. Boy, did I learn about trouble.
But certainly thank God for keeping you from 8 years old until this present time. And it is awesome. We don't realize, listen, everybody should realize that when young people are around, listen, they're listening, they're watching, and they're being influenced by who they see and what they see. And it could be positive or negative. But thank God that you were in a position to use your talent and find your talent at an early age. So from eight years old, you started singing with the family, and then you moved on from there.
Right. So I moved on to there as I got older, and I got a little more and more wrapped up into it. And it was quartet gospel at that time, and I got more and more into it. And so I then joined the group by the name of after that, with my uncle, they broke up and guys moved on because they were older guys. I was one of the young. I was actually the youngest guy at one time, and until my cousins came aboard, they were younger, the younger group. But then we broke up, and then I moved on to another group that also was pretty known in the area, the Tri-State area, and we began to travel around as well. And that it just took, and everything just started growing from that point on, where I got to meet a lot of people in the New York area, and I'm leading up to one of my good friends who unfortunately passed away yesterday, which is Keith Wonderboy Johnson. We got an opportunity I got an opportunity to know Keith at I think we met around 9-10 years old. And we were good friends from that point to the day, and we talked a lot every so often or whatever. So we got to travel around with, you know, with Little Wonderboy and the Spiritual Voices. We had the Darrell McFadden, the Gold. So it went on that we got, everybody got to know everybody. So we moved on and moved on until we got to basically with this point right here, where we are right now. So those were good friends of mine.
Awesome. And actually, certainly we do want to shout out the family of Keith Wonderboy Johnson. As you send our love and prayers their way. And as you mentioned that, for those people that are around, I always say, listen, the night, if you want to talk about good music, whether it's gospel or R&B, there was no time like the 90s or the early 2000s. And
well,
so,
go back a little bit further than that. You might want to go back a little bit further than that. 80s, about the late 80s. Right, like 80s. Yeah,
okay,
the late 80s. Yeah, I go 80s, back that 90s, far.
80s, 90s, 2000. All right.
I don't want to tell my age, but yeah, I go back that far.
So there are good artists out now, not to negate anything,
absolutely,
but it was a different time in history. Or it would be like, you know, every generation has their time. Those that came along in the 60s, it was the whole Motown sound, you know.
Every
generation holds their music dear to them.
We need to respect every era. We need to respect every era of the music, even today's music. We need to respect it and give homage to it. From that point, from back then to now, you know, those older guys, they paved the way for us to be here today, to even have this platform right here to speak on, you know what I mean, about God's word and the music, you know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely.
That is so true. But each generation brings something to the table. I mean, back in the day, as you said, if you go back, Oh Happy Day changed gospel music.
That's right. That's
for a
right.
long time.
That is right. Mm-hmm. 100% right, brother.
And so people are still singing. People are sampling it. And, you know, the thing is now with gospel music, quartet music, people are sampling. Other genres of music are sampling gospel music. And so it's bigger than what we see. So we thank God for that. And you mentioned it. As a matter of fact, when I first heard of Dee Perry, or probably didn't know you as well then, it was used to be on was with the Boy Wonder, James Hodge, on WTBB.
James Hodge.
Gospel all night through the morning. And
he used to play the group I was the latest group that I was with before I left New York, which was Brothers in Christ.
Yes, Brothers in Christ.
He was a really, really, really big part of Brothers in Christ at that time, and introducing us to the Tri-State area, because he stayed up all night. He just kept playing our song, and definitely shout out to James Hodge, man. Definitely shout out to him, for real.
So that was probably the first time I heard of Brothers in Christ, probably around 2000, 2001, something like that.
Exactly. That is exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that group right there. Ironically, we, you know, yeah, you heard about us around that time, 2000, 2001. That was around the time when we had just really released our first CD, which was pretty cool, From the Heart. And believe it or not, we were. They used to call us the Basement Singers because, well, it was some of the family members of the guys in the group. They called us in the basement. They kept saying, "When y'all gonna come out of the basement?" Because we must have rehearsed for about almost a year and a half before we even stepped out on in the church or anything, because we just wanted to be so right. So,
wow.
You know, the joke was, oh, you guys are the Basement Singers. You're not brothers in Christ. You're the Basement Singers. So that was the big joke at the time.
Awesome. So tell us, so we said, listen, the first song was Trouble in My Way, and certainly it's been quite some years since you sang that song, some years since Brothers in Christ, and which brings you up to Dee Perry. And certainly we all have a faith journey that we're on, and tell us a little bit how your faith may have been tested in the music industry over the years, or how you made it to this time and didn't quit. And encourage, how you can encourage the next generation.
Wow, that's a really, really, really good question. So during the time of the Brothers in Christ era, you know, we went around and we traveled a lot. And there were times where they would, you know, unfortunately, folks would look down on us and all that, and it would really knock us down as a group, and it would knock us down personally, because this was our talent. This is something we felt God had given us. And to be knocked down from, you know, from the same people in your arena and then some other folks, whatever, you know, it just hurt. It really hurt us. It really did. And it brought us to a point where, it brought me to a point where I almost gave up singing totally. Because, you know, I just felt like I wasn't getting what I deserved. But then God said one day, no, I gave this to you, and it's going to move the way I want it to move, and it's going to happen the way I want it to happen and when it's going to happen. And I had to come to grips with that and accept that. And once I did that, things just began to start moving, and things just started happening. And unfortunately, you know, Brothers in Christ, I had to move away from that, not because of anything negative, but my wife and I, we decided to move from New York to Texas, where I'm at now currently. And it just brought about another low point at my, because now I had nothing. I didn't know anybody in the state that I was living in, which is Texas. I didn't know of nobody, didn't have anything, but God made a way, and he says, you know, I believe he knew that singing is just my passion, and bringing forth the word of God and making sure folks get an understanding of where God, how God loves us and what he wants from us. He made a way that I was able to open up my own studio, get my own studio in my home, and that just started it there, and I haven't stopped since. So, and that was 2014 that actually happened. So I've been going, just playing and getting music ever since that day to this day right now. So. Yeah, so you just got to stay encouraged, and basically you got to do what the name of the show is, hold on, because he's going to hold you, but you got to hold on to him, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's it right there for me.
That's so true. And that leap mm-hmm. of faith, or that step of faith, actually propelled you into a different part of your ministry, and that's you know what, that's a scary thing when you have to take a leap of faith. And so many people are unwilling to just step out or launch out because, listen, you don't know what's out there. And sometimes we're in our comfort zone. But change is inevitable. If you don't want to change, life will change for you.
Oh, yes, because I'll be honest with you. You know, when it was presented to me from my wife, she says, you know, what do you think about Texas? I said, I think Texas is big. That was my answer. Texas is big. Because I didn't know where she was. I didn't know where she was going with the question. And she says, no, I really think I want to take this opportunity and so forth and so on. And we came out here, we visited, and I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing? What is this? What are we doing? And lo and behold, we got here, and it was a bit of a, you know, not a struggle, because it wasn't a struggle, because I believe God does everything for reasons, you know what I mean? There's a reason for everything, and I believe when he's in control, he's in control. And we got here, it was like, wow. And we've been blown away ever since we got here, just to be honest with you. We've been blown away of his goodness and mercy that he's had over us. So, it was a little nerve-wracking, I'll be honest with you.
Right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's certainly an awesome testimony. That listen, God will keep you through whatever you face in life. So let's talk about it. Hold on. Our listeners, you heard as an introduction to D. Perry coming on, you heard Hold On. Tell us about Hold On, the message behind it, the musicians behind it.
Absolutely. So Hold On was originally written when I was with the group Brothers in Christ. So this is like the second version of it. And it actually was on the Brothers in Christ, CD From the Heart. And I wrote it then. And one day I was just sitting in the studio and I was just running, you know, rambling through or whatever. And then I just happened to put the song on and I just really started listening to the words of the song. And I had wrote the song, believe it or not, I wrote the song back in like 2001. And in 2000, I originally wrote it at my desk at work. And then I presented it to the group at the time, and then moving the story along, I was sitting here one night, and I'm just rambling along in some music, listening. I began to listen to the song, and I was going through a bit of a little trying time for a brief moment, and the song, the words just started speaking to me. You know, we're passing through this life. You know, that's what we're doing. We're just passing through this life. And at the end, I just got to, you just got to hold on. You just got to hold on. And it just started speaking to me. And I just sat down and I just wrote another verse to it. And then I found the music. I found this brother by the name of Raphael Woodard out of Atlanta. And him and I, we collaborated on it. And he presented some music to me, and I didn't like it at first. And then he presented this music style that you're hearing now. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, this is going to work. And then I brought in another guy by the name of Gerard Roman, who's actually Keith Wonderboy's cousin, and he put his spin on it. And so with the three of us collectively, we got together, and lo and behold, this is what came about. And it's like one of my best songs that I can say to date, you know, I enjoy listening to the song as a fan of Darren Perry, D. Perry, if you will. So, you know, that's how I listen to the song. I listen to it as a fan. Like, I really like this song, and the message in the song is just so powerful for me that, you know, so yeah, that's how Hold On came about.
Awesome. Listen, that is a message within itself that is as timely at any time. To listen, you just got to hold on, you know, no matter what's going on in life, or if it's natural disaster, if it's physical disaster, emotional. And, you know, we've been through so much in the past few years as a world of people, that the only thing you can tell people, listen, you got to hold on, right?
You got to hold on. You got to hold on. It, no matter what it is you're going through, just know that it may seem rough right now, but in the end, God got us. God got us, you know? I mean, not to bring up the pandemic or anything like that, but, you know, we just came through this whole trying time with the pandemic. And, you know, unfortunately, we lost a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of family members. But at the end of the day, we still got to hold on, because better days are coming, brighter days are coming. So, you know, so we just got to hold on, and everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And that's the part that we all need to focus on, that everything's going to be all right. So we just got to hold on.
Awesome. So true. So we thank God for that selection. And now you have some other music and some other projects out there.
Yes. So, so we definitely, we've been working, as my team and myself, we've been definitely putting together some music throughout the years. And Hold On being the latest song that we got out right now. However, I just put in your email an exclusive song, and you will be the first one to have it. You're actually the very first person to have it, other than me.
Wow.
So yes, you are the very first person to get the music. No, and honestly, it's been out, but I haven't promoted it. But you're the very first person to actually have it on your show, Global Gospel. You're the very first person to have it, and I'm proud that you do have it. The name of the song is called "Please You." The name of the song is called "Please You." So that is the next single that's coming out. And I don't even have a date when I'm ready to bring it out yet. But you got it first.
Just let us know. Let us know, and we'll push it for you.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. You know, you know, whenever you're ready to play it, you can play it and play it anytime you want. If it's yours, you got it.
Okay, we're humbled to have this first time experience. So listeners, we are going to only give you 60 seconds of this because it's not out.
Wow.
Yet.
Oh no, it's out. It's out.
Oh, it's out. Oh,
it's
out.
And it's out and it's available, but you're the very first person that had it. So it's out.
Right.
You more than welcome, and you more than welcome to play as long as you want. You want 60 seconds? 20 seconds, whatever. But it's yours.
We just want to give them a sample because we want to encourage them to go out and purchase this for yourself. Listen, you have to support your local artists. You have to support everybody, and so we want you to be a blessing. And we know that the industry has changed up so much over the years with digital music, until you know it's a little more difficult for the artists to make the same kind of profits. And listen, everything costs money. And listen, there's no hiding it. If you're doing the Lord's work, it still costs money. It does not exempt you from living in this world that is driven by money. And so, listen, we have to learn how to support each other, support our own, and be a blessing. So here it is. We're just going to let you hear a little bit of "Please You." And our number in studio, we want you to call in and give us a shout-out, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Here it is. "Please You."
You know, Lord, every day of my life, I just want to make sure I'm doing your will. I just want to make sure I'm living the way you want me to live, Lord. So I came up with some words to express myself. Here's my prayer. Every night and day, I pray, Lord, that you're pleased with the way that I give you praise, and tell others about your grace. Now, Lord, I stand here in the need to know if you're pleased with the way I live my life, 'cause I just wanna please you.
Right, listeners, there you have it. "Please You," Lee Perry. Just a sample.
That was a good team, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that.
So listen, "Please You." Now, tell our listeners, where can they find "Please You," where can they find "Hold On," and all of your other projects?
Oh, man. And I really appreciate this, man. You can all the digital outlets, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes. But if you want to get a whole link of all my whole catalog, all D. Perry's catalog, you can go to Linktree/SingDPerry. Again, Linktree/SingDPerry, and you'll find the whole catalog of D. Perry's music, and you can pick and choose wherever you want to go in there. We also have, you can also go to d.perrysing.com. That's D, excuse me, I'm sorry, dperrysing.com. Let me say that one more time, dperrysing.com. That's also another link where you can go and you can get all of the music there and some pictures and photos and some different things. And if you want to email me personally, you can go to singdperry@gmail.com, and I'll have no problem sending it over to you. You never know. I might be in a good mood, and the Lord might bless you with some free music. So email me. You never know. So, yeah, those are all the places. YouTube, d.perry, you can go there as well. So those are all the different places you can go and check out D. Perry's music.
Awesome, awesome. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Please You. And so the message behind Please You, what's the story behind Please You?
Well, that came about, you know, at one point in time, I was really, really, again, homesick, you know, because I'm a Brooklyn, New York native. And, you know, sometimes when you find yourself in a place where you're unfamiliar with, that's number one. And, you know, idle mind is the devil's worship place. You know what I mean? Mm. And I started realizing that I was doing some things out of the will of God. You know what I mean? And I got into my studio, my little place of comfort. And I just kept saying, Lord, I want to do everything that you want me to do. And I just want to please you. And that's how that just came about. And I reached back out to Ralph Woodard, who's also did the music for the song as well. And he sent this over, and I immediately fell in love with it. And the words just kind of just all synced in together. And I was like, Lord, this is nothing but you. This is nothing but you. And that, you know, that's how the song came about. And I sat on the song for about a year. I really did, before I even decided to even bring it out. Yeah, I sat on it. I sat on it because I needed it to come out at the right time. And I was just asking God, you know, just give me the right time to put this particular song out, because the message in the song is so deep where, you know, we have to be clear on what it is that God wants us to do. So that's why it was important for me to make sure that I'm standing and doing his will, you know, whatever it is, I'm doing his will. So, and I want to be pleasing to the Lord with everything I say, do, go. I want to make sure he's first. And when you see me, you see God first. You see the God in me, rather. You see the God in me. So it's very important. This song is really personal. It's a little personal song to me. So, yeah.
Well, that is well said. Certainly, we have at least two messages today that you have to hold on, and certainly that you have to please the Lord. And all things that you're doing, you're also keeping gospel music alive, you're keeping quartet alive, you're keeping contemporary quartet alive. And certainly quartet music, sometimes, you know, the younger generation doesn't necessarily identify, but listen, you're doing quartet in a new way, correct?
Yes, sir. You know what? And I'm so happy you said that. My true belief is, you know, God gives us music in all kind of ways, And to me, it doesn't matter if it's rap, quartet, contemporary rock, whatever. It doesn't matter as long as the message comes forth and the people can receive the message from God through song. So it doesn't, and I just believe there's many ways of presenting God's word. It doesn't only have to be quartet. It doesn't only have to be contemporary or in a choir version. It can be in the version of the way God gives it to you, as long as the message is being brought forth and somebody can receive God's word through that song. So that's the important part for me, you know. And I just want it to be, I want the music to feel good and know that it's coming from the heart. And I believe anything coming from the heart, it's just all good and it's all real. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Well said. Well, time is flying. So I know you shouted out a few. I know you shouted out a few people. Shout outs on today.
Really, first and foremost, I want to shout out my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for just being him and allowing us to have this platform to bring forth the word of God to the people. And I just heard you in your opening, how your opening prayer and your opening message, that was just awesome. So I want to shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's first and foremost. And definitely my wife, who's downstairs listening. That's my how you say my rib? That's what they call it, my rib.
Wife calling, wife calling, wife.
619-910-800. I can't see her right now because she's downstairs. So definitely my wife, who's my partner, who's definitely that's my life partner, it really is. And my kids back home in New York, they probably not even listening to me because they you know, I'm just daddy. I ain't nobody. I'm just daddy, which is fine. And I'm just dad. You know, that's it. But all my family and my friends, I really appreciate them all and love them all. And to the audience, I don't consider them a fans. I just consider them as God's people because we're all God's people. So I'm very easy to talk to, very easy to reach. I'm very reachable. I want to shout out. So I'm shouting out everybody. And I definitely want to shout you out and really let you know I really appreciate this opportunity that you presented, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, E. Perry is here in the studio with us, and we just have a few more minutes. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We definitely want you to support the ministry. Now, for booking, how do we book D. Perry?
Oh, that's the easy part. I'm going to give you my email address, which you can definitely reach me at. My email address is singdperry@gmail.com. You can reach me by that number. You can, by that email. You can also reach me by 718-314-0546. Again, 718-314-0546. I'll pick up, or you might even get my wife, who's my, like I said, my partner, my rib. You definitely speak to her. She's my management. So definitely you can reach me there, and I'll be more than happy. We can connect.
Awesome. Please connect with D. Perry. Listen, most people are open. Most people are back to church. Most people are back to having events. So listen, reach out and connect with D. Perry. We're going to let you sample There Is Nothing. All right? Listen.
Oh, wow.
Is Nothing. And then we'll be right back, and we'll wrap it up for the hour for this particular episode. All right? Stay tuned. There Is Nothing. And you can call us. Call in 619-924-0800. And certainly we will sponsor Global Gospel. MPT Enterprise will sponsor a copy for you from D. Perry. All right? There Is Nothing. Listeners, we are back. There Is Nothing. You are listening to Global Gospel. We have a comment. You can also leave us a comment. Oscar Hartley And Marilyn says, very inspiring. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I found Dee Perry on Spotify. So that's what we want you to do. We have a caller. Caller, are you there? Caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Tamara Perry, and I'm calling from Texas. I'm the wife of Dee Perry.
All right. Thank you, wife of Dee Perry, Tamara, calling from Texas. What would you like to say to our special guest today?
Just that, and yes, I know I'm his wife, but I am inspired by his music and his passion, his love for God, and just love for bringing messages to people so that they can become more connected with God and just message of life, hope, and inspiration. And he really does it from his heart, no matter what, no matter who listens, whatever it is, it's him and God using his gift to bring hope to the world. So and it inspires me. So that's what I wanted to share.
Awesome. Well said. Well, we thank you for calling in and sharing with Global Gospel and certainly sharing with Dee Perry on today in this hour. God bless you.
God bless you, Global Gospel, for bringing a spotlight on new artists. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, 619-924-0800. You have a few more minutes, just a few more minutes. Dee Perry, what would you like to say as we bring this particular episode to an end for the day?
I really want to first thank you to my wife for those kind words, and she would definitely know that this is from my heart. And I just want to speak to your audience and just let your audience know that, you know, God is definitely in charge. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is. I know we're still in some trying times right now, but we just need to hold on and be patient. God is going to reveal himself in every way possible in each of our lives and whatever we're looking for. We just need to stay positive and keep him first. And with keeping him first, he will give us the desires of our hearts. So I just want to encourage your audience and thank them for having me. Thank you for having me. This has been an awesome opportunity, and I know I run my mouth a lot, but I just thank God, and I just thank
talk
God for
radio.
The opportunity.
It's talk radio.
So, yeah, and I just want to definitely encourage your audience and let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful platform for I'm sure you have everybody on, so and I just really thank you. And this is Global Gospel Music. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Tamara, you called in, so we still want to send something out to you. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
Green? Okay.
We'll
do. All right. So we'll make sure that we send out something, compliments of Global Gospel and MPT Enterprise.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today our special guest is Dee Perry, Darren Perry. He hails from Brooklyn, New York. Well, he's in Texas by way of Brooklyn, New York. And so
there you go.
once you're from New York, you're always from New York.
There you go.
Always New York,
New York State of mind.
All right, that's it. So once again, we thank you for sharing with us on today. We want you to tell us who you are again. Do you want to close in prayer? You want me to close in prayer? It's up to you. Your call.
If you want, you can close.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, you did mention Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And so we're going to, at the end of this, we're going to conclude with Keith Wonderboy. I have up here, we're going to hide behind a mountain with a chill. So that is a classic Keith Wonderboy.
Yes.
And we've been listening to that a lot of years. And Tamara, Grandma Etta's Quilting, one of our sponsors, is going to send something to Texas for you. All right?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right. So once again, tell us who you are.
My name is Dee Perry. Born and raised Brooklyn, New York. Young and upcoming gospel recording artist.
Okay. And you are sharing with who on today?
I'm sorry. Say again. I missed your question.
You're sharing with who on today?
I'm sharing?
Yes, you're sharing with our listening audience today.
Oh, I'm sharing with everybody today.
Okay, all right. Cool,
I'm sharing with everybody today.
All right. Thank you again. Thank you. God blessings. May God continue to bless you and your ministry and your family and all your endeavors. Global Gospel listeners, if you perhaps missed anything from this episode, and certainly there was a lot of encouragement, a lot of blessings here, to nuggets that were handed out as well, life lessons that were shared with us from this gospel artist, certainly one of God's chosen vessels, Dee Perry. Oh, we have another caller. All right, caller. You're there. Caller? Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. We hear you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us who you are.
I'm Kim Marshall.
Okay. What would you like to share with us on today?
Well, I would like for you to play Dee Perry's song.
Okay. Kim Marshall, thank you for calling in and sharing with us today.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. So for those of you that missed any part of this episode, we want you to know that we're syndicated on Block Talk Radio. We're on Apple iTunes. We're on Spotify. And we're on Google Play. You can listen to the entire episode any time of day or night. You can share it with your family, share it with your friends. Go to our page, like it, and share it with others so that they can hear the message on today to hold on. Again, we thank you, Dee Perry. Did we cover everything?
I believe we did, except one thing. I got to give another good shout out to Global Gospel Music and letting everybody know you're listening to Global Gospel Music. Please tune in every week. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. And I guess I'm doing a concluding prayer, right? Or
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for the ministry gift of Dee Perry. We thank you for his music ministry, his life, his family, his friends, all that are connected to his network. We ask that you continue to bless him going out and coming in, that you bless all of his endeavors, that you would enlarge his territory, God. We thank you that his music will go far beyond what we can even imagine, because you are able to do all things but fail. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, God. And perhaps there's someone listening today. God, we pray that your healing virtue go out, that you continue to touch, to heal, deliver, to save, and to set free, God. Meet every need, to the down and out, to the oppressed, the suicidal, God. We thank you that you came, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. God, remember the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved everywhere, God. Help them to know that you are God. Strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down, God. Have mercy on us according to your loving kindness. We thank you and we praise you for all things This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. I'm going to hide behind the mountain where the chilly winds don't go. Jesus is my mountain. God bless you, the late Keith Wonderboy Johnson.
Sister in Germany, Darren Perry. Hold on one more time.